played by Hanley Stafford, figures he can never get rich working for a living. So he has decided to become a radio writer. After a 3-week course in a night school writing class, he thinks he's about ripe to collect some of the big money. So we find him seated at his typewriter, hammering out a comedy program. Listen.
Yes, sir. Jack Benny should pay me a bundle for this. It's 40 times as funny as that drivel he does on the air.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, Snooks, you get right back in bed at once.
Why?
Because it's way past your bedtime and you should be sleeping.
Well, I'm thirsty, Daddy.
I'll get a drink from the spring.
What spring?
The bed spring.
Oh, brother. I'll put that right in the script.
Huh?
Nothing, beat it.
Who are you laughing at, Daddy?
I was laughing at myself.
Why?
If you must know, I'm writing some original jokes for Jack Benny.
Why?
Because he pays a lot of money for the stuff he uses on the air.
What stuff?
Oh, didn't you ever hear Jack Benny's program?
No.
You did, too, last Sunday night. Who was that funny fellow you heard on the Jell-O program?
Rochester?
Well, yes, he's funny, too, but Benny runs the program. He's the star, gets the most money.
Who that?
Jack Benny. I think I can make him just as funny as Rochester if he can shell out a few bucks.
Make who?
Jack Benny.
Who's he?
I told you, he's the star of the Jell-O program.
I want some Jell-O.
No. Now you go to bed and let me work on these jokes.
I know a joke, Daddy.
That's fine. Good night.
Good night. Which is right? I is a dope or I are a dope?
I am a dope.
Can you sell it to Jack Benny?
It's Jack Benny. And he wouldn't buy trash like that.
Why?
Because it's in very bad taste. Besides, it's not funny. How's
right?
It go again?
Which is right?
Never mind, I got it. Benny might go for it. Now, you run along to bed.
I don't want.
Now, don't start any nonsense. If you don't get some sleep, you won't be able to get up for school tomorrow.
Won't I?
No. And you've been absent for 3 days already. Now, leave this room at once and let me work. Good night.
Good night. Daddy!
What is it?
I'm afraid to go to school in the morning.
What's there to be afraid of?
It's them excuses you gave me to take.
Excuses? Oh, you mean your birth certificate and health report?
Uh-huh.
What about them?
Well, I got the health excuse.
Yes?
But I lost my excuse for being born.
You never had one. Nothing. I'll get you a new birth certificate in the morning.
Where?
From the hospital.
Why?
Because that's where we got your other birth certificate.
Will I have to be born again?
No, once is enough. Good night.
Daddy.
Oh, what do you want?
Tell me a story.
No. I'm trying to make up jokes, and I can't have anything interfere with my train of thought. Now go to bed.
I want to help you.
You can't help me with this stuff. You gotta have a natural talent for it, like I have. I'm a funny man.
Yeah, that's what Mommy says.
Never mind what Mommy says. You know what the boys at the lodge call me?
What?
Hot Sketch Higgins.
Hot Sketch Higgins?
Hot Sketch. I make him die laughing with my jokes.
Make me laugh, Daddy.
You want to hear some of this stuff I wrote for Jack Benny?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Jack Benny walks on. He says to Mary Livingston...
Who's he?
Who's who?
Mary Livingston.
Mary Livingston.
She's
the comedian on the program.
What program?
Jack Benny's program. Well, he walks on.
Who walks?
Jack Benny!
Ah.
Do you want me to read this stuff or not?
Is it funny?
Funny? What do you think I put it on paper for?
I don't know.
Why, this is a screen. Jack Benny says to Mary Livingston, Mary, you look wonderful tonight. What are you laughing at?
It's a very funny joke, Daddy.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh.
Now listen to the whole thing. Jack. Mary, you look wonderful tonight. Mary. Thanks. Jack. Boy, is that Phil Harris dumb. Mary. Well, why do you say that, Jack? Jack. Because he thinks a football coach has 4 wheels.
Oh,
How's that?
No good.
That's a terrific joke. I just made it up. Phil Harris is so dumb, he thinks a football coach has four wheels.
How many wheels has it got?
I got a sense of humor like your mother. Now go to bed. Let me finish.
Come on and hear some more jokes.
No, and if you don't leave me alone, I'll spank you.
Leave me some jokes.
No. Oh, all right, all right. But keep this one secret. Understand? I don't want it to get around. Now, Jack says to Dennis Day, why is a kiss over the telephone like a straw hat? And Dennis says...
Because it isn't felt.
Yeah, and then Jack... Huh? Have you been sneaking around this manuscript?
No, I heard it when I was in first grade.
Is that all you do in that broken-down school? Tell each other jokes?
You want to hear a joke about...
I don't want to hear anything. You go to sleep. Now, come on. Get right under those covers.
You get under, too.
Oh, please, Snooks. Let Daddy work. I'm just trying to make a few extra dollars so we can all have a little pleasure.
All right, Daddy. I'll go to sleep.
That's a good girl. Now listen, Snooks. Do you think this stuff I've got's any good?
I think it's very funny, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, dear. A child's opinion of humor is very important. Now, say your prayers, and I'll turn out the light.
All right. Bless Mommy and Daddy, and bless Roach Pierre, and Aunt Sophie, and Uncle Louie. Please make that tightwad Jack Benny buy my daddy's jokes.
Oh, shh. You mustn't say that.
Why?
Jack Benny's a nice man, and I'm sure he'll buy my jokes. Now ask the angels to make you a good girl.
Must I?
Why, of course. Go ahead.
All right. Dear angels, please make me a good girl. Not too good, but just good enough so I won't have to be spanked. Amen.
Good night, sir.
Kiss me, Daddy.
All right. My baby.
My daddy.
Thank you, baby Snooks and Daddy.